Welcome back, listeners. It's time for another suspenseful episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Richard Magnolia. Before we begin, don't forget to leave a rating, subscribe, and share our show to your friends, or Santa won't leave you anything nice this year. As always, this episode may feature elements of suspense and murder that may be too much for our listeners with weak constitutions. Thank you for listening.
I've had many a run-in with crime. I've even made passionate love with it for a small price. The difference is, this time, I was the one getting forced to lick a sweaty asshole in a dark alley. That's right, listener, I was robbed. 6 months' worth of salary gone in an instant. And to make it worse, I'd come down with a bad case of the giggle shits. That's what my grandma used to call a cold. Don't know why she said that. She had a habit of saying crazy things. Things like, "I think I'm having a stroke." And, "Richard, you bastard, help me up and quit laughing, I think my hip is broken." Much like those crazy things she said, the robbery and giggle shits happened last week. I'm fully recovered now, but unfortunately my bank account is not. I was sitting in my office, reading over some local hooligan files, and couldn't remember who exactly robbed me, but I'd already exhausted the usual suspects.
Magnolia?
Asshole.
What was that?
Sorry, I didn't know you could hear my thoughts. I've been digging around some files trying to find the son of a bitch that robbed me. I'm sure calling you an asshole is unrelated to that. What brings you in here, Chief?
You got robbed, huh? Maybe you can relate to the victims in a case we got while you were sick. Hamilton's been working on it, but he could use some help.
Yeah, be nice to have your eyes on this with me, Magnolia.
Holy shit, Hamilton, you were here the whole time?
Yeah. You were staring directly at me while you were talking.
That's weird, I didn't see you there. Alright, maybe I can add some fresh perspective to this case. After all, I was on a crime-solving spree before I got sick. Hey, remember how you thought that guy with the knife was the golfing murderer? And I got him to say he wasn't?
He was the golfing murderer. After you left, we got a real interrogator to come, and then he confessed.
Is that any way to talk to the best goddamn interrogator in the force?
Okay.
Moving on to this present case. Go ahead and butter my cob. Give me the deets.
Bookies in town have been complaining about threatening phone calls. Man sounded demented, Magnolia. Death and torture threats. Vulgarity.
Maybe it's related to the guy that robbed me.
Stranger things have happened, I guess. Norman Nifty Numbers Nutmeg's bookie business.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's the only bookie in town that has erectile dysfunction.
Oh, glad to see you, detectives.
Sorry it took so long. Fortunately, my partner was sick last week, and I've been behind on my cases. So what's the haps, Norm?
Oh, it's been awful. So last week, I answered the phone, and this terrifying man started threatening me, demanding I bring him $8,000 to some address.
Did you write down the address?
No, I didn't have the time. Before I could grab the pen, he started yelling some of the most bizarre, vulgar threats I've ever heard. He told me he was going to seduce my wife, take her to Alfonso Tortellini's restaurant, and he was going to double stuff her lasagna with this meat sauce. Consensually.
Wow, that's a good one.
What?
It was a really good threat. I have to remember that one.
Why would you need to threaten someone like that?
The hell, Magnolia? Show some tact.
I'm sorry, Norm. I've been recovering from a bad case of the giggle shits. This stage is called the giggle farts, and sometimes the brain fog comes with it.
Oh. Okay.
Diarrhea also.
Magnolia!
Ah, sorry. Go on, Norm.
So after that, he said that...
Hold up. Can we just appreciate the psychological effect behind how he mentioned it would be consensually? I mean, he's implying that the wife wants his pork ragu and her creamy polenta. I mean, it's even more fucked up because the guy here has got a chronically limp noodle. God, can't wait to use that one on somebody.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Can we just get back to how your story will help me catch the guy who stole my money?
Are you on drugs?
No more than usual.
Jesus Christ. Go to the car. I'll wrap this up. Give us much to go on.
He doesn't give his wife much to go on either.
God damn it, Magnolia. Can you be serious for once?
I am always serious, Hamilton. Can you recall one funny thing I've said all day?
No, Dick. I can't think of one.
Checkmate, Hammy Boy.
Look, let's just head to Crooked Conrad's room.
Hey, I know him.
Want to go bookies, Magnolia?
Absolutely not. The man's a thief. He sells me blow on the weekends.
What?
Take a left turn here. I know a shortcut.
Yeah, come on in.
Conrad.
Old Slicky Dick. What brings you around these parts? Thought you already got your bag of booger sugar.
I did. We're here on other matters. You called about a threatening phone call and how it might be related to the same asshole that robbed me?
You got robbed?
Damn, word travels fast.
But you just said...
Just don't. Conrad, we will be here all night. Give me the details.
What happened last night? Started calling me some slurs I can't repeat.
Having a hard time remembering them. I'll rattle a few off, see if I can jog your memory.
Magnolia! You can skip that detail, Connie. What else did he say?
Well, he told me to bring $3,000 to the Dirty Clam Motel. I think it was room number 16.
Come on, Magnolia. If we're lucky, he might still be there. Room 16.
I don't hear anyone inside.
Door's unlocked. Police! Anyone in here?
Bathroom's clear, for now. Keep searching. I'm gonna go unclear it.
Ah, some bills. Can at least get a name on this scumbag. To Mr. Oh, for fuck's sake! Magnolia!
What do you want? I'm fighting for my life in here. There's no ventilation.
Why are there bills out here with your name on?
Well, that's simple, Emmy. This is my room.
You live in a shithole motel room?
Yeah, I want it in the divorce.
Why didn't you say this was your place?
Well, you didn't ask.
Wait. Why is the guy that's threatening every bookie in town trying to get them to send money to your motel room?
Oh, shit. Funny story. You know, when I was in there cracking a case in the bathroom just now, I cracked our case as well. You remember how I had the giggle shits last week?
Yeah.
Well, during my time off, it turns out I made a bad bet. Lost $3,000 to a bookie because I was blackout drunk. When I made the bet, I forgot who it was.
Oh, my God. Did you make the threatening calls?
Yeah, I sounded like a goose deep-throating a saxophone, but I called every one of them until I passed out again.
Right. That's why they didn't recognize you on the phone. Anything else I should know, Magnolia?
Yeah, I think my ball is swollen.
Why would I need to know that?
In case you were wondering why I was crab-walking earlier.
I meant about this case. How else are you involved in this?
Well, we never did find the asshole that robbed me.
You lost a bet!
He took a dive! Everyone knows Spencer is a hack. He hasn't won a fight in 6 years. How else do you explain him beating Sugar Ray Jones?
Magnolia, you moron. Jones had a heart attack mid-fight. He's dead. You lost the bet.
Shit, really? How'd I miss that? Well, it may have been unconventional, but we busted the case. Another one solved, and once again the streets are safe from the diseased cock of crime. And everybody goes home happy.
No. No monologuing. Jesus Christ, Magnolia, we wasted almost 2 weeks on this case. There was a serious murder downtown, and we were chasing this. The chief is going to kill you.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
Well, that concludes our episode, listeners, and in my opinion, that was a great episode. Once again, Magnolia gets his man. Tune in next week to hear more adventures of Detective Magnolia and the Fat Man Who Only Wipes Twice. In The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice. Good night and good luck. Are we clear? Oh, thank God. What? No, no. You know how I feel about these listeners. They can go fuck themselves. Oh shit, is that red light on again? God damn.